See, I kind of couldn't think of
that. I know how it is. You get all these questions thrown at you, and it just, you know, you go so fast that sometimes the things just don't click right in. What do you call nuts that grow underneath the ground?
Under the ground. Oh, peanuts.
Mm-hmm. And do you know some other names that people use for these same things besides peanuts?
Ground peas.
Okay. Can you think of any other names for them? Have you heard people call them pindas or chufas or goobas?
No, I haven't heard them called that name.
Okay. If a boy, excuse me, if a boy is similar in appearance to his father, that is, let's say the boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, we'd say that the boy, what, his father?
He favors his father.
Okay. And if the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, we'd say that the boy, what, his father?
The boy is like his father.
Fine. What do you call a woman who helps when a baby's being born? Somebody who's not a nurse?
Called a midwife.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Call him old city person.
Okay. And if a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him?
Country.
Okay. What do you call people whose skin is black?
Call them a Negro.
Okay. And would you have a different word for a person whose skin is a little lighter? You know, a person who's a Negro but who doesn't have terribly dark skin?
Well, I say mulatto.
Okay. And what about people whose skin is white?
I call them a white person.
Okay. Now, are there different names for different skin tones? I mean, if there's, say, five Negroes, but they all have different, I mean, one has real dark skin, and one has lighter skin, and one has lighter skin still, and all that. Are there different words for these different skin colors?
Let's see. Brown, black, white.
Okay. And would you ever use the word fair?
Fair.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I use that word, fair.
Okay. Let's see. If a white person gets mad with a Negro, what might he call him?
Call him Negro.
Okay. And if a Negro got mad with a white man, what might he call him?
She'd call him white.
Okay.
Like me.
Have you ever heard the word sager?
No, I don't believe I have.
It's a, you know, it's an insult that a Negro might use for a white person. What about the word buckra? Have you ever heard that?
That's a
bad word too, I think. suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son broke it. You might say the man got awfully
angry.
Suppose you'd been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
The nurse at school sent a little boy home because the boy
acted ugly.
Well, now the teacher or the principal might send him home if he misbehaved, but the nurse would send him home because he
not clean.
Well, or because he just, he felt fine when he left home, but then
he was sick.
Yeah, good. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you say he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Like, what would I call it?
Uh-huh. You know, like they come all around the house and pull all the furniture out and shoot guns and, you know, all that kind of thing people do sometimes.
Well, I call that disanger.
Okay. Do people around here ever have something they call a serenade after a wedding?
I don't believe they do.
Okay.